Welcome everyone to today's Turiya Meditation session. This is Laurie Seymour at the Baca Institute. Stretch your arms out to the sides for a moment. Just kind of straight out from either side of your body. Just to feel that expanse. Straight out, so straight up to the sides. Like you're reaching to one wall and then the other. As that opens up, excuse me a moment. That opens up the chest, the heart center, this whole center part of your body. And take a breath in. Just feeling the breath as it comes in and as it moves out. And there's a rhythm to your own breath. Start to feel that rhythm, the rhythm of that in-breath in the out-breath. As you go through your day, as you go from one phone call to the next, or one meeting to the next, or one thing to the next, whatever that might be, do you stop ever to pay attention to the quality of your own thoughts? Are your thoughts that you would welcome to be with you as part of your day? Or are they thoughts that feel more like a struggle or a judgment or a condemnation even of someone else or of yourself? Paying attention to the quality of your thoughts gives you a clue and a window into being able to see the quality of your own life. Because as our thoughts go, so does life. So does the direction of our life and the quality of our life. And so when people say, well, I'm struggling with this, or I don't want this, even better, I don't want this in my life. Perhaps you keep welcoming it, though, in the quality of your own thoughts. Our well-being is very tied into the quality of our thoughts. Do we feel like we're in life's flow? Like we're able to co-create with the energies. We're able to bring through what's needed for whatever it is that we're in the midst of. And that might be something as simple as, what am I going to have for lunch? Now, you know, think about that. That might sound funny to you. But if you attune to what your thoughts are, if you attune to the thought of, well, I want to eat something that really resonates with me, that will feel good in my body, that will support me, then you can move into the next step, which is, what is it that I'm to eat? What is it that will feel good? And begin to get a sensing of that, begin to allow that information, if you will, to come to you. If you think, well, I'm just going to, you know, rush through something because I've got to get to my next whatever, then you're left without the presencing of what you need, without the awareness of what it is that your body will need, without giving time to that co-creative process, to letting the energies be with you, to show you what you need. What if you were to reach into the refrigerator and pull out and just see where your hand is drawn? See what your hand does pull out. See what it's drawn to. Or you may have the thought, well, I couldn't possibly do that. It might be too hard, too difficult, the wrong thing. You know, you could have all sorts of thoughts. And there are all sorts of thoughts that don't allow you, don't honor your own creative abilities, your own co-creative nature. And yet, each of us are co-creators, each of us at every moment in time and any moment have the ability to co-create with those energies of the universe. See what it is that we're to do next. See how it is to be with a particular situation. So while the idea of what is it that I'm going to have for lunch may seem like a very small situation, it's really the very same situation that we encounter with what's going to be the next step of my business. How am I going to relate to my mate or my best friend? Or how am I going to choose between these two competing needs that I seem to have? What is it that will really honor the situation and honor me? Honor me in the situation. Support me in the situation. Because you are part of the equation. You are part of every equation. And how you treat yourself, how you think about yourself, goes directly into this mix. So if you allow yourself to have a quality of thought that supports you, that says, hey, I matter. I count. I'm important. I exist. Then what happens is that you create space for yourself. I'm not even going to give voice to the rotten thoughts, because we all know those kinds of rotten thoughts that we have, where we're judgmental and we're pinging on ourselves, pinging at the things that we don't like or we think we should change or be different. We could create, God, whole lists of those. But let's not. Let's instead create whole lists of what's possible for us, of our potential, of being kind to ourselves, being kind in our thoughts to someone else. Even if it's someone that you may not feel very kindly towards in this moment. So take a breath and with your breath, ask for a loving, a loving thought for yourself, an embrace for yourself, an embrace with your thoughts. And let that be with you as you go into this time for meditation. Let's all go inside. This is complete. Take a few moments now to do a little stretching. And this time it's the stretching of not only your arms like we started with, but feel into your own body and stretch your neck and shoulders, your arms again, your back, your hips, your legs. Just feel the rhythm of the stretching that wants to happen in your own body right now. Feel free to stand and stretch or stretch where you're seated. Let that stretching, that movement, help to integrate what's taken place into your body. The two pieces of the stretching and the sharing are what integrates what takes place. And so for those of you who are not here live and are listening in another time, do take some time to share. You could imagine yourself sitting in this group and sharing aloud with us. We'll receive you. We'll hear you. We'll hold space for you. And we'll see you next time.